Zambians are at the polls today in elections pitting incumbent Rupa Banda against thrice-defeated challenger Michael Sata in a close presidential race. We spoke with the head of Vatican Radio's English for Africa section and a priest of the Archdiocese of Lusaka, Father Moses Hamungula.
What one gets from a media point of view is that people are talking about change, wanting change, but of course, what is it they want? What change do they want? To change from what to what? To me, I'm disappointed. Today's the election day. Maybe because I'm far away, I don't really understand what the real issues are. Following the campaigns, one tends to think that the campaign has been about personalities. So first and foremost, that's my first disappointment, trying to follow the debate. The other issue that I would have expected myself, if I were in Zambia, I would have needed a clear pointer as to what either the government in place that would be elected again, or those who are aspiring to get into offices as leaders, what they would do about the constitution. I think as a country, Zambians are entitled to have a clear direction on which way. For many years now, from 1991, if I remember very well, the issue every 5 years has been the constitution. Commissions of inquiry on the constitutional review have been put in place. Billions of kwachas and I'm sure millions of dollars have been spent on the famous constitution, which has never seen to the satisfaction of the many Zambians.
Something that the bishops of Zambia talked about in a major document where it went into great detail that they released in August, but that perhaps comes down to a call to put the good of the country first.
Yes. I think the churches, so not only the Catholic bishops of Zambia, I think even the other two major bodies of the Christians in Zambia.
Yes, it was a joint document.
Yeah, it was a joint document, actually, which means it is a broadly shared kind of vision that they were putting across, underlining, of course, peace before the elections, peace during the election, and peace after the election, because Zambia does not exist only today. Zambia will still exist tomorrow and even the day after. And I'm sure even 100 years from now, when new generations will have come. So whatever is done today, whatever is done tomorrow, whatever will be done thereafter, after the pronouncement of who wins the elections, hoping that they will have been free and fair, which is my hope and is the hope and is the prayer of everybody, that people have to put the interest of a bigger country, a bigger group of people, that is the Zambians, a bigger country, bigger interest of the people, even the neighboring countries, because if there's no peace in Zambia, it is not only Zambians who will be affected, the neighboring countries will be affected. And for many years, one of the pride that we have had as Zambians has always been that we have been a peaceful people.
Is there a well-founded hope for free and fair elections this time around?
Well, again, I'm speaking from outside the country, so I don't know all the small pieces that have been placed. But reading from the media, I think the loudest call for peace has been called for, and I think there has been an attempt. It will take quite a lot of effort for anybody to try and organize kind of any violence on a large scale. There could be one or two people that may exchange blows because they don't agree who has won and who has not won, or which candidate was the favorite, or after drinking, of course. That is, I think, normal. So, but on, by and large, I think the police office, the chief of the police, has said people should have confidence in them. There have been a few cases where their conduct has been questionable, but I think so far they know the implications of whatever may come out if there's no peace, if there's no genuine democracy exercised through this pause. So I'm quite confident, although people, of course, talking to a few friends here and there, they talk of the tensions. The tension is normal. whenever there's an exam, or even when you go to do an exam, there's always the tension, okay, however you have prepared. But I want to believe that we won't need to reach to such a scale. Except, again, commenting on the tension, my own interpretation of the tension, maybe this time it has gone a bit up. But also it could be an indicator of the interest people have. Because when people have an interest, of course, there has to be a way of showing that interest. So maybe in the past where things seemed to be very normal, maybe people didn't have much at stake, didn't see anything wrong, maybe wanted a status quo, or the need for change may not have been that much. Or maybe this time there's a genuine need for feeling for this interest. And also one has to take note of the Zambian population itself. Quite more than 50% of the population are kind of young, youthful people. So there is a big population of youths that are going to vote this time that may not have voted the other time.
So lots of first-time voters.
Yes. And those tend to bring some excitement, of course, to the whole thing. They change also the geography on the ground,
sure,
a bit. So I would think those would be some of the interpretations that I would give to the tension that has been there. But for me, I still want to believe and pray that this is a normal exercise. It's like that in everywhere where there's competition, even be it the Olympics and whatever. Even people who have won medals, sometimes they make mistakes. There are some who always want to start off early, or others who miss the point. They start some seconds late and they lose. But again, if you interview them, they'll tell you it was because the tension, I was nervous, I was what. So I think it's a normal thing, and I want to believe that whatever comes out at the end of the day, we remain Zambians. We want to live what has kept us together as a nation, one Zambia, one nation, regardless of who comes where, what interest you have, whether you are a Catholic, non-Catholic, Muslim, or Protestant, whatever the case is. What defines us together is that we are one nation, and that nation is the people of Zambia. So whatever the people of Zambia say, however they express their wish to be governed, I think is paramount to whatever interest any special interest group may have, be it local or international.